Chapter 9 and Chapter 10 New Words. Your Majesty. Phrase. You say this when you talk to a king or queen. Disappear. Verb. A person was here, but suddenly you cannot see them. A bone. Noun. A strong, hard, white part inside your body. Scream, verb. Make a loud, high noise because you are afraid. A sausage, noun. A long, thin piece of meat. A footman, footmen, noun. A footman's job is to help an important person. Chapter 9. The Queen.
Good morning, Your Majesty, a woman's voice said. Would you like your cup of tea in bed?
Oh, dear Mary, I had a terrible dream last night. It was so frightening. It was horrible.
I'm sorry, Your Majesty, but it's all right. It was only a dream.
But I dreamt that giants took children from their beds and ate them. They went to a boys' school first, and then to a girls' school. Mary, it was a very bad dream, and it felt so real.
Mary did not speak.
Why isn't she saying anything?
Sophie thought.
Mary, what's the matter?
Asked the Queen.
You look very frightened suddenly.
Here is today's newspaper, Your Majesty, said Mary slowly. Look at the first page. Last night, something terrible happened at a boys' school and at a girls' school. 14 boys and 18 girls disappeared from their beds, and the police found bones under their bedroom windows.
That's horrible, cried the Queen. What happened to those children? Give me the newspaper.
It's the same story as your dream, Your Majesty, said Mary.
No, it isn't, Mary. Giants didn't kill those children.
I know, but other parts are the same. I felt very strange when you told me your dream. Shall I open the curtains? Then we'll feel better. It's a nice sunny day.
Yes, please. I feel very strange too.
Mary went to the window and opened the curtains. When she saw Sophie on the windowsill, she screamed loudly.
Oh!
The Queen did not scream, because queens do not usually scream, but she looked at Sophie with very big eyes. Sophie was frightened.
How did you get into this room?
Mary shouted angrily.
I don't believe it, the Queen said quietly.
I'll take her outside, Your Majesty, said Mary.
No, Mary. Don't do that. I dreamt about this little girl, too, the Queen cried.
The Queen looked at Sophie.
Are you real, or am I still dreaming?
The Queen asked.
I'm really here, Your Majesty. What's your name?
Sophie.
And how did you get onto my windowsill?
Asked the Queen.
No, don't answer that. I know the answer already. I dreamt that a giant put you there.
He did, Your Majesty.
But giants aren't real, said the Queen.
Yes, they are, Sophie said. He's in your garden now.
The Queen smiled. She could not believe this.
And why did you and this giant come to see me?
I think that you dreamt about that too, Your Majesty, said Sophie.
The Queen stopped smiling. She was remembering the end of her dream. A little girl and a big, friendly giant came to tell her about those horrible giants and about a place called Giant Country.
"Yes, I did," the Queen said slowly. "I don't understand. How do you know about my dream?" "It's difficult to explain," Sophie said. "I'll ask the big friendly giant to come here and he'll tell you everything. He's a good giant. You'll like him very much."
The Queen looked at Sophie.
"This is very strange," she thought. "I don't understand any of it. Is there really a giant outside?"
"BFG! The Queen would like to see you,"
Sophie shouted across the garden. The Queen walked to the window.
"I don't see any giants," she said to Sophie.
"Please wait," Sophie said.
Then the BFG stepped out from between the trees and he walked slowly across the garden. The Queen's mouth fell open. Mary screamed. Sophie waved.
"Your Majesty," said the BFG when he arrived at the window, "I've come here to tell you important secrets."
"I will be very happy to hear them, but not now, because I'm still in my night dress," the Queen replied. "Would you both like to have breakfast with me?"
"Yes, please," cried Sophie. "I'm very hungry. Can we have sausages and eggs?"
"Of course," the Queen said, smiling.
"You love sausages and eggs," Sophie said to the BFG. "They're much nicer than snozcumbers."